And the port candidates are next. Again, what we're going to be doing is a two-minute introduction and responses to questions, a one-and-a-half-minute. And why don't we just start from the top here and move on down the road. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Again, your name, whenever you say or be answering a question, if you just mention your name. Thanks. And if you could stand up. We've had a request from the audience.
All right. You would do that to me. I'm Jim Campbell, and I'm running for the Port of Astoria Commission, position number one. I'm an experienced mariner, and I worked out of Astoria for many, many years. I served 4 years in the Navy and served in the Korean conflict in the 1950s. I have 16 years experience as a port commissioner. The port is a priceless natural resource, a major economic engine which benefits the entire county. Our challenge is to operate the port and maintain the integrity of the environment while promoting jobs and commerce for the prosperity and well-being of Clatsop County, including longshoremen, fishermen, loggers, and all the maritime industries. Let's not forget the airport. We have a chance to improve the airport with a bond measure at a very low cost to taxpayers. Life Flight means 14 high-paying professional jobs. New infrastructure also opens up opportunity for new aviation enterprises to locate here. This catalyst is a catalyst for near-term shovel-ready development. In addition, Life Flight, which is located in temporary and inadequate quarters, needs expansion. Life Flight needs to relocate, which will safely increase their capability of including all-weather turboprop fixed-wing aircraft. This relocation will significantly reduce their response time in emergency medical transfers, an immeasurable blessing in a dire medical situation. Life Flight's presence contributes to the health and well-being of all county's communities. We do not want to lose Life Flight. In conclusion, the key to a smooth and effective port commission is teamwork. I bring a calm voice and even-keeled civility to the board. I believe controlled, ethical behavior, teamwork, and calm cooperation gets results.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Steve Fulton. I grew up here, east end of Astoria, graduated from Astoria High School, and then I went on to the University of Oregon, and I worked in the maritime industry initially in the Portland area and internationally out of Vancouver, Canada, and also with a lot of work taking place out of Hong Kong. And the reason I decided to run for the port is I love Astoria. I really do. The Port of Astoria is a huge part of the economy of Clatsop County. We provide 2,000 jobs out of a 20,000 total for Clatsop County. It's a big number. We have a $11 million budget outside of our grants. And that number is really a significant number when you look at all the jobs that creates. But more importantly, we have a big dependence on log exports. And that's one thing that I think the Port of Astoria should really be focused on. We went 17 years without log exports. And that really hurt the port. We have deteriorating infrastructure, stormwater problems, and other issues that really require a commission that looks forward. Financial planning is important. And I think the commission that's currently serving hasn't looked at the bottom line and how we can go forward and look and see how are we going to continue to pay our bills. That's why I chose to run against Mr. Campbell. That's really all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Dirk Rohn, why in the world would I want to run for the Port of Astoria? On the face of it, it's something that I've thought about doing for a couple of years. I've always been interested in economic development. The most relevant experience I bring is having served on both the Clatsop Community College Board and the Clatsop County Commission. I've worked with two different college presidents, three different county managers, more than 20 board members between the county and the college, as well as interacting with professional staff in both organizations. These different interactions can be complex. To learn your specific role and how to be effective is not something that just happens. You need to be engaged, providing oversight and vision, while not engaging in micromanagement and yet taking seriously the responsibility of the fact that you have been elected to be the public's voice. It's always my hope to improve outcomes in the interest of the greatest public good, to move toward keeping the ship on an even keel. I have begun the process of learning about the Port of Astoria. I have talked with many people about the port. It is my current belief that the port director and professional staff are on track to making steady improvement in a complex and challenging environment. It is my hope to be part of a solution instead of part of the problem. It is my role to help stabilize the situation, to help create trust between business and the port, trust between local governmental parties, as well as state and federal organizations. Building trust would help the port deal with its challenges and hopefully foster an environment that will help our businesses prosper and grow and attract new business as well. The idea here is that the port would benefit our greater region with meaningful employment and improved tax base. That's what I hope to be a part of. Thank you.
I'm Dick Helberg. I'm running for position number 2 with the Port of Astoria. And the reason I'm running is I graduated from this building down here when it was still part of Astoria. It was Astoria High School, and attended Clatsop College for a little bit when it was first part, just night classes at the present high school. I started working down at the Port of Astoria at the old Pillsbury Mills flour mill, which somehow the Daily Astorian can't figure out that they ever existed. I've talked to 2 reporters, and all they call it is a wheat export outfit. But anyway, it did exist down there, and we had 4 wheat silos and exported wheat and flour. We exported lumber, logs, I can't remember what else down there. I also longshored in Seattle and Portland. Started that right after, while I was still in high school, and I went to Marine Corps for a few years, came back, went to back to work at Pillsbury, started going to college. Through a 7-year journey of commercial fishing, going to college, working on a waterfront here in Seattle and in Portland, I finally got a degree and started teaching in Warrenton, in Napa, and went to Warrenton where I was administrator for 14 years at the old Fort Stevens Junior High School. I left that to become a full-time fisherman, and I started a marine survey business. I served on the Warrenton School Board for 2 terms, on the Warrenton City Council for 12 years, 3 terms. During that period, I was 2 terms on the Restoration and Enhancement Board for ODF&W, which basically just spent money that the fishermen paid, sports and commercial, to enhance salmon, and a lot of it went towards maintenance in hatcheries, which I don't know if that was really the purpose, but that's where it went. I've watched the port, and I experienced what was there. I can remember the airport when it was a Navy base. I remember the fighter planes that took off when I was just a small child. And I know what happened with the airport.
It's time, sir.
Flag. My name is Frank Spence. I'm working hard to be elected port commissioner. They can hear me in the back on seat 5. Seat 5 is currently held by John Reichel, a longtime resident and server of this community, having been a sheriff and county commissioner for many years. He's been a calming influence on the port commission and trying to not get adverse headlines in the paper. The image of the port has not been good. I've only been here since June of 2013. But on my background, why I think I'm qualified, I'm a former city manager and county administrator with over 45 years of local government experience in each city dealing with multi-million dollar budgets. This involves leadership and financial expertise. It's also a continuation of my belief in public service. I've been in public service all my life
and I'm currently on the Astoria Planning Commission. I was on the Clatsop County Charter Review Committee. I'm a cruise host. I was down at that Pier 1 today helping welcome 3,000 passengers to this county. And I support it wholeheartedly. We got 23 ships coming in. It's a multi-million dollar value to this city. So I look for your vote, and I hope to serve you well. I believe the port is at the crossroads now, and we have a mandate from the public to straighten it out and go right.
Pat O'Grady, I'm not good at public speaking, but I'll give it my best here. I started out 11 years old working on a farm. We do wheat and grass seed business there. I still work there. It's a 3,000-acre farm. It's grown farther than that right now, but I managed that for 2 years as a young child at age 20. I wish I was still at age 20 right now. And then I've successfully operated Warrenton Auto and Marine Repair Business. It's done quite well, and I've learned and found great friends out of that business. And I'm also a longshoreman. Out of that those businesses, I've learned how to deal with people and deal with money, management, etc. What I want to bring to this commission is I'm looking for family wage jobs is my number one goal in this county. Disclosure from port staff to the commission and vice versa. The commission needs weekly updates from port staff, grants coming up, projects that need attention, major meetings in our state, county, and cities that the commission needs info about, and no last-minute info for rubber stamping. Bylaws have not been followed. They were put in place by the late Bob Lovell and John McGowan. The commission needs weekly updates and not at the last minute before the meeting starts. We need to take care of what we have before venturing out with new projects and no money. I would like to help out and take care of our current tenants at the port and help them out and increase their revenues. I'm a big supporter of commercial fishing and sport fishing. The port needs to have an oil disposal tank for the fishermen. They have a sign there that they're supposed to take their oil disposals or to waste management. That's pretty expensive. Other ports have this. They have waste tanks there and other ports up and down the West Coast. We need that here for our commercial fishermen. Also, it would be good to have a public lift for the commercial fishermen on the dock so they can load and haul out gear, etc. We need to take care of our piers 1, 2, and 3, clean up East End Mooring Basin, and fix the walk for people to go through that. It is too dangerous. And put back our commercial fleet and sport fishing boats on the East End. Thank you.
All right. For this round, Mr. Roan, we're going to start with you and move to the end of the table and then come back up here with Mr. Fulton and Mr. Campbell.
Before we start, I just want to make sure everybody knows when I do the yellow card, that's 30 seconds that you have left, and then
card
is
time. Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Given the different nature of operating between the airport and other port operations, do you feel creating a standalone airport commission could enhance the effectiveness of airport operations?
As I understand it, there is an airport advisory group that consists of the clients and also the, like with the port bond for the life flight operation, the advisory committee was involved as well as the FAA and the Coast Guard. And so I believe that organization is still well suited to make recommendations about what the airport should do.
Mr. Hilberg?
Yeah, Dick Hilberg. The airport, this is a matter of priorities. The airport facility has a great amount of potential. We've had a lot of flight service in, none of them ever worked out. I bought tickets and couldn't get home again. There was a lot of problems with it. But before you start spending money on something, you got to decide, does it make you any money? And I understand the total, and somebody can correct me, annual income of the airport is $13,000. I'm all for an advisory committee, but we need to have something that will return income to the port before you start spending money on the airport. The Coast Guard is there. They're going to maintain the airfield. We need to help with that when we can. But we've got the port docks, which takes in every log ship, $100,000. I don't know what it, tens of thousands of dollars for every cruise ship, probably this one here, I would guess $20,000, $30,000. So it's a matter of priority. Do you fix up what's making you money, or do you throw money at something that you have no potential customers on the horizon? And that's what it gets down to. Life Flight will be here. I'm not against Life Flight. It needs to be here. I've always belonged to it, and I think everybody else should. But it's not going to make money for the port, and you have to afford what you spend money on, or it's got to give you a return. It's a business, just like a corporation. Thank you.
Frank Spence, I think the question was whether or not the airport should have a separate district, be an independent, broke away.
Correct.
Okay. To the question, the answer is no. It doesn't need separate. I point to the most successful story. Look at Portland. They run the port. The Port Commission runs the Port of Portland. But the PDX, Portland Airport, is about number one in the country. So they are able to do both. This operation is so small, and I envision it being improved, and with the bond issue to put in the infrastructure. As part of my background and part of the charge of a port commission is to facilitate economic development. And what this bond issue does is put in infrastructure, water and sewer, which is horribly expensive. And if you develop lots that are buildable, then that will encourage businesses to come in. But as for a separate one, it's not needed. But this commission needs to do better in moving forward in promoting what we do have.
Pat O'Grady, I do support advisory committees with the port. It helps out to reach out to different people in areas and their expertise. We need to pick the right people for those advisory committees, of course. But I was on the Boatyard Advisory Committee there. We met, I think, about four or five times, and that worked out good. The boatyard there got cleaned up. Some avenues were taking place, and the boatyard there is still continuing, and I support committees for that. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Steve Fulton, and I am not in favor of a separate airport committee. The Port of Astoria has a lot of priorities that it has to deal with. It has crushing debt. We just borrowed $1.8 million to fix our stormwater system. It's not working. It's over budget, and it's way behind schedule, and we just got a fine for that. Rotten piers. Pier 2 has got holes in it. I was out there the other day, and you can honestly fall through the dock. You can see the river right through the base of the floor there. Environmental contamination. We have a huge problem with an oil plume underneath most of the main terminal. And low volume of, as I mentioned here, low volume and uncertain log exports. When I first got on the budget committee for the Port of Astoria, we projected 24 log ships a year. Last night at the commission meeting, I heard that we're going to have 10 this year. That's $100,000 a ship that the Port of Astoria makes. So where is that cash flow going to come from? And we also have a problem with the city-owned rail. The Port of Astoria doesn't have rail access, and that's an issue that we have to solve. And my solution to that is moving to Tongue Point. And I think the Port of Astoria should be looking forward to finding a partner or a bond issue to buy Tongue Point and move itself out of its antiquated facilities that it has now. And back to the airport, it's really about priorities. $12,500 a year is the number. The port makes a lot more money downtown.
Well, I guess I take exception to what you guys are talking about. I'm Jim Campbell. Some 52 years ago, I was elected to the Port Commission. And shortly after I was elected, I got a call from Wendell Wyatt. And he'd just gone to Washington, D.C. And he says, I need to have you serve on a steering committee. We need to get some interest. The Coast Guard has been approved to move their air station to Astoria, but they can't find a home there. They're stationed out at Tongue Point, and it doesn't work for them. So anyway, we went to work. And we made available the property, and we sold it to them for a dollar. But it isn't all about the income from the airport. It's the value to the community. Today, that installation at the airport is the second largest
payroll in Clatsop County. Now, you can't tell me that you can base everything on the $12,500 it brings in. Granted, we should have more, but we've got to get the infrastructure in to build it.
All right, so why don't we start at the end and move this direction? How would you address the fiscal problems at the port?
Pat O'Grady, there are some, not real good at this, but I'm still learning, of course. Say that question again, please.
How would you address the fiscal problems, the monetary budgeting revenue issues, the fiscal problems of the port?
I think there's a few problems there where there's work being done and no money coming in for it. I can't really give you specifics at this point, but I've been going to the meetings for the last 4 years at the port there, and so I'd have to get my notes out to see, but there are some issues as far as the stormwater there. That's $70,000 down the gutter there with DEQ. That should have been addressed there in the beginning, managing the stormwater treatment. The people that took on the project, and they're over budgeted with that stormwater. So I was just not happy with who they picked there. It should have been our local company there to do that stormwater, Big River, and there's some issues there, but that's all I can say on that. Thank you.
Would you repeat the question again?
How would you address the fiscal problems at the port?
Okay. You notice the question. There's a presumption right there, right off the bat, that there are fiscal problems at the port. That sounds like a loaded question. The budget is balanced, and there are explanations of budgeting and people dealing with finance that would understand this. But if we're not in a deficit, to the best of my knowledge, and I believe the executive director would advise the public and the commission on that. But getting back to, in order to improve the financial condition, then we're talking about economic development again. And that is luring more businesses to the port and to the airport. Again, that comes under us. And it needs infrastructure. We have to invest initially on infrastructure to induce businesses to come here. There has to be a reason to come here, not just the beautiful weather that we have today. But there's a need. And, yes, we all can use some more money, but they hired outside consultants, financial experts came in, and the budget that was passed is balanced. We're nearing the end of the fiscal year. We will have an outside auditor tell us if we're in trouble. Then I will believe we have a problem.
I'm Dick Helberg, and I can tell you I don't need to look at the budget to tell we're in trouble. This has already been said. The port docks has got big holes in it. I've surveyed some boats down at the docks. The fender pilings were in terrible shape. I think they've been repaired. But the underside of that, those piers are in awful shape, and you've got warehouses out in the middle of Pier 2 with fish companies, with places that they can't even put their equipment or drive over. That tells me we're in trouble. One piling a few years ago cost $2,000 to put in the ground. You got hundreds of pilings under that area, and that's where your money's coming from. So the big thing is, you've got to budget properly, you've got to stick to your budget, you've got to keep the commission informed about where you're at in your spending. You don't vary from the budget without getting permission from the commission. And finally, you've got to do just what Frank said, you've got to go out and look for new opportunities. But the big thing is running it like a business, keeping intact what you have and what makes you money, and then look for opportunities to expand. And we have lots of opportunities with this river and our timber, and we have to find some more commodities to get out of the port. And yes, the airport needs some attention, but it can't go ahead and you let the port docks fall in the water and lose the businesses you already have. So it's a matter of priorities, budgeting, and keeping the commission informed. Thank you.
Yes, Dirk Rohn. I haven't spent a lot of time with the port budget. I have been on the county commission for 8 years, and I was on the the Clatsop Community College Board for more than six. In both of those cases, a lot of difficult decisions had to be made by the management and working in concert with the board. And so I feel comfortable in the ability to work on those difficult issues as the board of directors at the college here should be commended, as it was a very long, hard slog, and a lot of sacrifices had to be made by everyone involved. And I believe that the port is on the verge of turnaround, and that turnaround and to be effective needs to have trust with businesses like Bornstein Seafoods or Electro, and also trust with the state. And I've been supported both by Bornstein and Senator Betsy Johnson in this campaign. So I'd like to believe that working together with others will allow us to move the port in a positive direction. It's not in a negative direction right now, but I believe that it could move in a positive direction, but it's going to take teamwork and trust. Thank you.
Hello. Steve Fulton. I'm goal setting, financial planning, and oversight. Frank Spence is right. Our last budget balanced, and the audit came back. We'd lost money last year, and I really don't know where we are going forward. That's the problem that we have. Our financial planning is inadequate at the Port of Astoria. We get a balance sheet and no cash flow statements. Profit and loss and no cash flow statements. The important thing about a cash flow statement is you have to look forward 13 months into the future. How are you going to pay your bills? As a commissioner, I don't know. When the Lifelight issue first came up, I suggested that we could build a pad for them for $300,000. And our treasurer's answer was, we're broke. That was a pretty scary thing to hear as a commissioner, because it's your money out there that I'm a fiduciary. Like Patrick Wingard said, we're a fiduciary for your investment in the Port of Astoria. And I take it really seriously that we have to have more information from staff, adequate information detailing what's going on, so that we as commissioners can have proper oversight as what's taking place down there. When Peter Guerin was running the port, they lost $800,000 on a stormwater violation. Those things have to come through the commission.
Thank you.
Jim Campbell here. I couldn't disagree with you more. In the last 4 years, we've got our financial situation put in order. When I came on this commission 4 years ago, it was a train wreck. Nobody knew what was going on. The bills weren't getting paid. They were making the payroll out of borrowed money from the bank. We brought in certified public accountants. They were there for about 8 months. We finally got it straightened out. And right now, the finances at the port is a strong foundation. That's the foundation for what happens from now on out. And we do know what's going on. Mr. Fulton is misleading as hell. There is problems. The docks are in bad repair, no question about it. The East End Basin Causeway was condemned by the state. We need to replace that. We have Tongue Point that we're leasing. We don't have the money to buy it, but we're working diligently to try to find a customer or some means to acquire that and develop it where it will return some revenue.
All right. For this series of questions, why don't we start with Mr. Helberg and move in the direction towards me, and then go to the end, and you guys can choose which one of you will, you know, at the end have the option to speak. And if you really have a problem, I will tell you, all right? So, anyway, I like this, you know? such power. okay, so... why is the bond now before the voters a good idea? What percentage of the proposed $1.9 million will actually benefit Lifelight? Yeah, wouldn't billion? Wow. Anyway, I'm sorry, it's getting later. So
I'm Dick Hilbert.
Go for it.
That's a good question, but I'm not in favor of the bond. But looking at what was in the paper, just using the information that came from the paper, Life Flight got a Connect Oregon grant for about $1 million, which should take care of building or building. And they said that that was 60% of their cost, if the paper is correct. I'm not sure it is, but that's what I'm going to base this on. So if that's 60%, that means that around 400,000 of that bond can be used to actually site Life Flight. That means there's, what, $1.75 million that is for what? What's coming in there? There already is 35 acres at the airport at the southwest corner that is all prepared for development. Nothing's happened. And nothing's happened for 50 years. There's actually nothing's happened for 70 years, except the Navy left and the Coast Guard came back in. You have the garbage cycling place there, and also that site is in competition with the county's business site up there behind Costco in Warrenton. That's ready to go, and it's got all of the utilities up there and within reach of the sites. So you've got the port competing with the county over a place that has not moved. So it's that extra $1.75 million is on the come. We're maybe going to find somebody. Somebody tell me what you're going to get there, because I don't think they have anything. Thank you.
Dirk Rohn, the only people that would benefit from the Life Flight is anybody with a pulse. I was on a volunteer fire department for 15 years, and, response times matter. There was an area advisory committee that, including the FAA and the Coast Guard, I'm going to assume they know what they're doing, pick the ideal site for that for Life Flight so they can be out of the way and have faster response times. 15 people making over $75,000 a year. A three-year bond. A three-year bond is not a long time. It is regrettable that we're having this with the election of the Port Commission at the same time. I think it makes it a little more contentious. It's very difficult to pass a bond even when there is no opposition, having been involved with Clatsop Community College's bond, one that failed and then the subsequent one that succeeded. So I believe for our community economically and for our own safety, it's a resource that's well worth investing in.
Hi, this is Steve Fulton, and I'm really happy that this question is finally coming up before the community. Life Flight, of course we all want Life Flight. As I said, I initially, when this issue came up, I made a motion for the port to spend $300,000 of our own money to build a lot with water, sewer, and electric for it where Life Flight could go. But we were broke. I don't think we are. And I think we can come up with $300,000 to take care of Life Flight. But I also think there are other options out there that could cost a heck of a lot less than $100,000. And Life Flight is probably, out of this 10-acre project, about 15% of it. The rest of it is speculative fill that I don't think will get through the DSL and our wetland regulations. We already have 25 acres right by the cattle guards when you come into the airport that's filled. It hasn't been proven to be shovel ready yet, but it has water and electric right in front of it. So I don't see the reason that we need to develop more property at the airport when our money is made at our main terminal.
Jim Campbell here. I can see these guys haven't done their homework. They don't know very little about aviation because, number one, I'd like to know how you get a fixed-wing airplane down to the industrial site. It's almost imperative. It is imperative that we get this bond issue passed or we will not have Life Flight. That's about what it amounts to. There is a lot of confliction out there among flights, fixed-wing, Coast Guard, bar pilots. There's a lot of cross traffic that can't be dealt with. Right now, they're operating in a very dangerous situation.
In the summertime, it gets busier out there, and there's fixed-wing airplanes coming into the fuel tank. Their helicopter, when it's out at the ready station, is tucked back in the hole there by the fuel tanks, and there's airplanes crossing in behind it. They have to air taxi out to get to a position to take off. Well, the downwash alone is enough to tear up an airplane. It'll turn a small plane upside down. So it is imperative they get located where they have designated the proper place, because this has been studied by experts, people that are in aviation know what they're talking about. Thank you.
All right. We are at the final. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Go right ahead. Yes, yes. I apologize.
Pat O'Grady, I am not for the bond issue, but I am for LifeFlight 110%. 8 years ago, they saved my life. I had a fractured neck and a brain trauma, and to this day, I donate to them every year, and I want to have them stay here. There's a cheaper way to keep them here. I do believe that. I've seen that. We don't need $1.9 million bond to have LifeLight here. Only 15% of that bond is going to LifeLight. The rest of it's speculative. We don't have anything coming into the airport that says, hey, I'm ready to come in there with a big jetliner or whatever. Haven't heard that at all. I do want to keep LifeLight here. I'll do my best to keep LifeLight here. They've been here a year. I think they're here to stay. Like I said, I'm for LifeLight totally, but I'm not for the bond. Thank you.
Frank Spence. We have a situation here that's unmatched by any airport I know of. We have three helicopter operations out there. That's the Coast Guard Air Rescue Center with helicopters and fixed wing. We have the helicopter service that takes the bar pilots out, and then we now have LifeLight. The FAA has studied it, and the FAA agrees on the new, safer location. The Coast Guard definitely does not like the situation there where fixed wings and helicopters are too close, intermingling. They have got to be separated. So that point is extremely important. By doing this, we put the pad, I believe the bond issue will help pay for the pad for them to put their hangar on, and that hangar is going to be just like a firehouse. It'll be staffed by people around the clock, 24/7, and it'll be able to handle their helicopter and fixed wing. So it is a safety issue, and again, the remainder to bring in the infrastructure for the remaining acreage. Again, that's thinking to the future. That's what our vision needs to be. Look to the future.
All right, this is going to be the last question, and it's essentially going to be your closing statement as well. So this is the final time you'll be speaking. And we'll start here with Mr. Campbell and move on down the line. So what is your number one priority to accomplish in your term?
Well, that's kind of a tough question. The number one priority to me is still a financial foundation. Try to find out where we're at and start in prioritizing the peers, bring them back up as we can. We need to try to get grants to fix the causeway at the East End Basin. We need to just figure out a way to acquire Tongue Point, but have some feasible way of paying for it. The airport is important. It's really important. The FAA thinks so. They just put $5 million into the rehabilitation of runway 3113, and they're not going to go away. So that's my priorities. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. This is Steve Fulton. My number one priority at the Port of Astoria is to stop polluting the Columbia River. We're just experiencing a enforcement action from the DEQ for our main waterfront. We have 18 outfalls. Three of those outfalls have been captured, and we just spent $1.8 million that we borrowed. We have not started paying principal on that yet. We paid no payments for the first 6 months, then interest only, and in October we start on paying off that loan. And There's where I don't know where that money's coming from, because it hasn't been budgeted yet. But that's saying, I believe that we have to set aside money to capture all 18 of our outfalls, just like the city of Astoria has done with the stormwater collection tanks that they built at Dairy Queen and in front of the post office. We have the same situation. So that is something that has the potential to shut down the whole port. We can't take that risk. And as socially responsible directors, we have to do what's necessary to get that issue solved. As Jim says, our financial system is in place. We have a brand new accounting system, a good CPA, but we have to have more than just a snapshot. We have to have a forward-looking financial statement that allows us to plan. How are we going to pay these bills? So that said, it's stormwater, stormwater, stormwater.
Dirk Roan, I think reestablishing public trust, trust with our cities, our county, the partners, the businesses that we have several world-class businesses on the port premises. You have Electro, you have England Marine, you have Bornstein Seafoods, you have lots of other individuals who are pretty, they're doing amazing work, and I would hope to help create stability. That's my goal, is to help create stability. You can't necessarily create jobs as a board, but you can hopefully help create the environment where people feel confident and that they can invest in their future at the port and that other businesses will want to come and invest their money at the port. And so there are a lot of challenges, and I hope to be part of the solution. Before I was a county commissioner, Sam Patrick was the commissioner before me, and before he was the county commissioner, he was on the port commission, and he talked about a time when it was relatively boring and very productive. So I would like to bring back boring and productive. Thank you.
Dick Helberg, I think my main priority is to try to develop additional commodities for the port and to move ahead with developing the port. But first, you have to maintain the structures and the assets that you have. And that can only be done by very sound fiscal management. I understand we have a budget in place, but that budget has to be adhered to, and it also needs to be communicated very clearly to the board, to the commissioners, so that they can keep track of it. And that means that the director has to be directly responsible to the commission. It's not the other way around. When you have an employee, you have to trust him, but you also have to supervise him. And that doesn't matter whether it's the Port of Astoria, the City of Warrenton, the City of Astoria, or the County Commission. You hire a person to do a job for you, but he's to do the job as you direct and for your purposes, and he has to give you all of the information. And from what I'm hearing, we don't always get it, but that would be my first priority. And my main hope is that we can develop the port into a job-creating machine that will attract business and attract people that will come with jobs, because we need it in this county. We have full employment, supposedly, and we have the food bank that is begging for more food every year. Warrenton Food Bank asked for 40% just a few years additional, and this continues. So we need family wage jobs, and that supports job. Thank you.
Frank Spence. It's hard to think of just one when I'm thinking about the top list of five if I get elected on there. And then you have to prioritize them. Certainly finances are at the top of the list. The financial aspect, income and expenses are all tied together. You need income. We need more income. And how do you get more income? More industry locating at the port or airport. And in order to lure additional businesses, you have to invest some money. So there's the expenditure side. So it is all tied together, the economic development aspect, as well as good management and good stewardship overseeing it. Having been on the other side as a manager, I have worked for many, many elected bodies, and now I have to go to the other side where the elected body sets the policy and then directs the executive director or staff to carry out their wishes. So I look forward to stabilizing the commission, and that our future headlines will all be good headlines.
Pat O'Grady, there's many things on the top of my list, but one of them here is disclosure with the port staff and commission. We need good communication. That has not been happening whatsoever for the last 3 or 4 years. There needs to be weekly updates from the port staff to the commission. And if I get elected, I want to venture out into Jewell, South County there, keep those people informed, see what their wants and needs are with this port and everybody else around this community here. We need to keep the public informed what's going on. And take feedback from the public, what we can do to improve this port. Like I said, the communication is a big key issue, first and foremost, getting into that port so that we can work together and not work against each other. Thank you.
Before we acknowledge these fine gentlemen, I'm sure I would obtain unanimous agreement among all of them as to the importance of education for your community. And the last group we will, of course, have is candidates for the Astoria School District or School Board? School District. Anyway, so since I have that unanimous agreement among all these fine gentlemen about how important education is, we will all be seeing you to remain for the Astoria School District issues. So now, thank you so much. We really appreciate this. Thank you.